Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sam.
And I'm Melissa.
I grew up in the FLDS community. It is a polygamous group run by Warren Jeffs, and I moved out when I was 18 years old.
I was raised LDS. Sam and I have been married for 9 years and have two awesome kiddos.
Yes, we do. We want to quickly thank our donors and YouTube members. We really do appreciate your love and support.
Yes, today we are back at it with the secrets of polygamy. We had Amanda Ray on last week to be able to compare and contrast and talk a lot about the Kingston.
Shed because, some light.
Yeah, this next episode, episode 6, it's called Abuse of Power, and it is again about the Kingstons. And so I'm super glad we had Amanda on. Mm-hmm. I'll leave the link to that video below if you haven't seen it already, or above. Maybe I'll do both. And this one is continuing on with the story of the Kingstons, the abuse that happens within the confines of not just the Kingston group, but a lot of these polygamous groups.
Right. Yeah, just the phrase abuse of power. What was the first thing you thought of when you heard that phrase? What comes to mind?
Patriarchy.
Okay. That seems to be pretty common, especially in polygamous lifestyles and groups. And I think people ask us all the time, does it just come with polygamy? Is polygamy the problem? Is that why there is so much abuse and things like that? And I don't think that the actual act of polygamy itself is what the law enforcement and everyone is concerned and talking about. That's very unique and interesting, and everybody wants to know how that works, mm-hmm. Yes. But all of the abuse and the crimes that law enforcement and so many people are looking into, and I bring this up because Matt, who shows us around and lets us talk to, or see him talking to multiple people about this, he often says, he refers to it as the problems within polygamous groups. The polygamous groups are causing this, the polygamous groups are causing that.
Which so, they are.
Right, which they are.
But.
Exactly. So, but I was just thinking about that. And I was thinking about, it's the fact that in these patriarchy type groups, they build this thing where they have complete control over those under them. And that's where the abuse begins.
Well, yeah, and you see it in the other groups. Like, we've covered other, like, cult documentaries, right? Or is it the BILP? Mm-hmm. I mean, they weren't polygamous. They were just a Christian group. And same type of control, power, being in positions that make women and children feel like they have no choice but to follow that leader. And when I think of power, I think of it in two ways in this. They're powerful in the community, and then they also have religious power. Like, and when those two cross together, where the community and the religion are the same thing, that can get even scarier, because not only are they putting regular power into play over, like, I'm over your job and I'm over your community and your houses, but then religiously, I have power over you, or in the case of any of these Mormonism polygamous groups, it's the priesthood power, right? So I have priesthood power, or power of God, and I have the power of God's will to beat you over the head with, physically, metaphorically, all the above. Like, I have that power.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate with, like, the Kingston group here, the stories that we've heard and on this show, Secrets of Polygamy, and the similar things in the FLDS and other groups as well. But it's so sad to see that these people are taking religion and using it as one of the strongest tools in the entire world to control people. Because first of all, you get away with a lot of things because you claim it's from God. Mm-hmm. And if it's coming from God, then how dare someone question that, right? And they say it with such certainty, like, God told me this. I have no choice. This is what God wants me to do. And so then their followers say, well, geez, I mean, if it's God, right? And so they use that. And then it's not just about this life. They turn it to this thing where this life is almost insignificant. You just need to deal with it. In the FLDS, keep sweet. In other places, just obey and do what you're told. Because this life isn't the important thing. It's what comes in the next life, right? So they use that religion power to just completely control people.
Well, and they use spiritual manipulation in the sense that, like, nobody thinks that they are in these cults, or nobody thinks that they're in danger in these groups, right? Like, everybody, most of the time, people feel like, I'm doing this of my own free will. This is where I want to be. Now, there are some people who have that intuition earlier on than others, right?
Oh, yes.
Even Marianne was talking about, she was a younger age when she realized she didn't feel she wasn't excited for marriage at 15 like other girls around her were. So there's some people who are just like born with that intuition of right and wrong, and this isn't okay. And then in the words of the, in this episode, they talked to a psychologist, and I think his name was Dr. Beale. Yes. And he talked about the fact that repetition teaching can become brainwashing. But I like that he said the conditioning, the results aspect, conditioning, that you're going to get a reward or you're going to get a punishment. Those combination can also be spiritual manipulation in the sense that like...
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
He said that survivors of polygamy are the same as prisoner of war survivors, that they use information control, pain for control. They were talking about these girls in the Kingston, that they start having classes at 12 years old to prepare them for marriage. And that they also, though, are told that they're supposed to start praying for who their one and only was going to be, right? I can't remember that. Oh, sorry, who their number one was going to be. And they're told, you know, you need to go pray about who your number one will be. Well, in the end, are they actually picking who their number one is? No, it's the prophet that's going to pick, right? But they are told that they're supposed to pray for that confirmation so that when the prophet does come forward with it and say, this is who you're supposed to marry, they're almost conditioned to expect, oh, that's the answer to my prayers. The prophet got the answer to my prayer. Or I was feeling this sort of way about it. Like, there's just so many layers to the emotional and spiritual manipulation, to where a lot of girls and a lot of people in these groups think that, no, I chose. Right. I prayed of whether or not he was supposed to be my husband, and God told me yes. Not realizing all the layers of the programming before it that led them to say yes to whatever the prophet says.
I wonder, and I don't know if they, because in the episode they didn't say anything about this, but I wonder if they tell them to pray in a certain way. That would not surprise me at all, because that's very common in these types of groups where, hey, you need to go pray to ask God X, Y, or Z, and this is how you should ask, right? Mm-hmm. Because, and then by asking in such a way, when the prophet comes and gives an answer, no matter what his answer is, because you've been praying in the way they told you to, what he said should be the truth.
I was taught that you shouldn't pray for a negative confirmation. You should always pray you should always pray for a confirmation that something's true. You should never pray asking, is this wrong?
See, and that's a good example.
Yeah.
That's a great example, just like that. And in these groups, like the Kingston group, maybe it was even more strategic in the way that they had them pray. And so that's something that I wonder, maybe someone can help us out from the Kingston group. They did not mention it in this episode, but I was just thinking, it's very likely.
Yeah, I never thought about the fact that I had been taught to pray that way. It was like, I was taught that like, if you met somebody that you loved, you should go pray if they're the right person.
Right.
Don't pray asking, are they the wrong person? Because then if you get a confirmation, is that confirming the relationship? Or like, we're just taught to not pray for a negative. Only pray for confirmation of things. And then if you didn't feel anything, or if you felt bad, then that was a no. And if you felt good, then that was a yes. Or if you felt at peace, or if you felt nothing.
Right.
Then that was still a confirmation.
And that's just how it works. I mean,
is that what you were told? Too?
In the FLDS?
Yeah. How were you told to pray?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious. To confirm, yes, go pray. And they would put it all on you. Like, this is your doing. Mm-hmm. This is you getting your answers. It's very important that you know for yourself, right?
Yeah.
That phrase. Very important you know for yourself. You cannot rely on anyone else's testimony. You must know for yourself. This is how you can know. this is how you can learn to know for yourself, as I do, right? And then they would have you go and pray to know that so-and-so is the prophet. Go and pray to know. Not go ask to make sure whether or not he is, or maybe he's not. Go find out if he's not the prophet.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
It was never, you know.
No, you don't like, go asking if the prophet was wrong.
Yeah, go find out if Warren Jeffs isn't the prophet. That was never the way that it was asked. And so, yeah, that's pretty common. And I'm not trying to compare prayers or God to Google, but it's the same thing. If you go and Google something and say, is such and such the worst food on the planet, then you're going to get a lot of negativity about that food. If you go say, is this the best food on the planet, you're going to get a lot of positive reviews on that food. That's just kind of how it works.
Well, and confirmation bias is so powerful too, because you have a lot of pressure in the conditioning for a confirmation of those things. You know, if you're being told, go and pray with all your might in a quiet place, in the closet, and if you pray this way and this way and this way, a lot of times there also comes the promise of what your prayer is going to receive, mm-hmm. right? So if you do this, this, and this, if you read the Book of Mormon, just as an example, one promise that was made in the LDS Church, and I'm sure in the FLDS Church all the time, if you read the Book of Mormon from beginning to end, and you go and you pray in a quiet place, you will receive confirmation that the Book of Mormon is true.
Yep.
And because you're taught your whole life that that's how that's going to happen, it's almost inevitable that that's going to happen. Because your whole life, you're like, oh, once I read through it, then I'm going to pray, and then I'll know that it's true. Mm-hmm. And there was never like a, I don't know, it sounds like it's a choice, so that when you're done, you're like, I prayed and I know for myself it's true. But if that's all you've been taught and you've been told that that's how it's going to work, is that actually yourself speaking? Or is that all of your conditioning and your hope for what you want?
Right. I mean, and obviously you can take that as your answer. And, mm-hmm. and yes, that is your answer. Your answer is that now I know because you received that for yourself. But the question here is, how did you get to the point of yes? How much of that was the way that you needed to go and find out for yourself? Or was it the way that you were taught or told to go find out for yourself? And that's used in so many different circumstances. And that's why the doctor here or the...
Yeah, Dr. Beal.
Dr. Beal. That is why he's compared these groups to war camps. Is that what he said?
Prisoner of war camps.
Prisoner of war camps.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it was sad. There in this episode, there were multiple women that were talking about the abuse, how there's sexual abuse from very young ages, that brothers, you know, sexually abuse sisters. They're watching their dads are married to their sisters and have power and control over them that way. And just, again, the conditioning of starting at 12 years old, being ready to be married by the time you're 16. Mm. In Utah, it is legal to be married at 16 as long as you have parental consent. So again, even if a 16-year-old in the Kingston group doesn't want to be married at 16, like Marianne was, okay, she did not want to be married. She said during like the wedding, at the wedding, her dad had to drag her out. So is that parental consent, or is that parental coercion or parental force? Like at 16, you're still a kid. So the idea of, if I don't listen to what my parents say and they want me to marry this 33-year-old man as his 15th wife.
Her uncle.
Her uncle.
Not just some random man. It's marry her uncle.
Yeah, to marry her uncle. And at 16 years old, how are you supposed to fight against your parents in that way? right? And so the fact that that's like 16 with parental consent is making it possible for this whole situation, because you can't run away at 16 without being put in a foster program, which is what she eventually did. But like, that's your other option. I have to be placed with another family because I'm not even old enough to live independently, and yet I can be forced into a marriage and have it all be legal by the state of Utah.
Well, the marrying her uncle was illegal, so
Incest,
only
yeah.
the age was legal there, and that's something to remember. Is and ultimately he did spend time in prison
Thank goodness.
for that
But only because she escaped
and told about it.
and told about it, and it was after being beat by her father. So was able to do both of those things. But she did have to be put into the foster care system. So that kind of just like opened my eyes up a little bit to the idea of like.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
16-year-olds and they're being consent by parents, and in these situations they're abusing that as well, right? Because it can leave a lot of room for parental coercion or forcefulness of marriage in these specific groups. And yeah, I mean, she, thank goodness she was strong enough, even at, I think she was she 18 when she tried to leave and got beat unconscious? Oh, sorry, it wasn't Marianne, it was another girl. It was Julia, who got married at 16 with parental consent and then ended up leaving at 18, right? And she ran away and she was in foster care. Marianne, she was, I can't remember what age she was when she left, but she was 16 and also forced to marry her uncle. And so it's just sad to see these stories over and over. And yeah, they spend some time in prison. Her father did for the beating, her uncle did for, you know, making her the 15th wife. It also is so frustrating when you hear, like, at 13 years old, she was being asked, I want you to go pray, from her father. Go pray who your number one is. Do you think it could be your uncle? Do you think it could be him? Because he's talked about you before. At 13 years old, I just can't even imagine being told that my uncle was interested. And why is he interested in a 13-year-old and being groomed for that? Like,
how,
as a dad?
Yeah, how is her dad okay with his brother asking to marry his 13-year-old daughter? Like, how is this? I mean, I know that they're all kind of believing in this thing and marrying their relatives and all of that, but I just don't understand how a dad, well, obviously he had some serious issues, because not only was he okay with her marrying his brother at a very young age, but then he beat her half to death. So there are some serious issues going on there. But
he's free now, right?
Yeah,
he's free
he didn't
now.
Spend that much time in prison.
Yeah, it was, what, 7 months in jail. And so who knows how many more of his children are going through similar things right now.
Yeah, no, that's just, it's mind-blowing to me. As a dad myself, I mean, I just can't comprehend how a dad could possibly allow that to happen to his daughter. And be a part of making it happen to his daughter. It just, I just don't have any words for it.
Yeah, I'm very curious where the show is going to go. If there's going to be any type of, I don't want to say conclusion, is there going to be a way that people can actively, or that the law can actively go after the Kingstons in a more serious way? I know there are lawsuits out against leaders right now. And I just hope that these type of things, with the exposure, with all of you and everybody who is learning more about this and recognizing and trying to pay attention to those around you and your community, for those who might be going through and experiencing these type of things, hopefully with enough survivors coming out and enough acknowledgement of what's going on, they can be stopped legally and this type of abuse of power can end, because it's just horrific.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I mean, there was more details to this episode, but I would say those were the main points we just wanted to bring to light, or to discuss a little bit more, was the abuse of power, kind of what that means and why people are falling for that, why it is becoming, or has been for a long time, going on in these groups and continues to go on today with, yes, with those leaders convincing people that they're doing what is right.
Yes. And if you are currently in a polygamous situation that is similar to this, and you feel like you are a victim of abuse of power in this way, please reach out. We have resources down below holding out help. You can reach out to us and send an email. Please reach out, because there is hope. Yeah. I know that Luann actually started a group called Hope After Polygamy. There is hope after polygamy. There is hope after any situation, even if you're not in a polygamous situation, a situation where there's an abuse of power, sexual abuse, physical abuse. Please know that there is a way to get out of that, and there are resources to help you. And if you want to hear more of what it was like for Sam to grow up in polygamy, or more things like this, more awareness to any type of polygamous communities, and hopefully to build more compassion for the people in them, then please like and subscribe.
Yes, thank you all so much for being here with us today, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Talk to you soon.